Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today, the verse I wanted to really look at briefly was, ask, it's Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Now those are the words of Jesus. Those are the commands of Jesus. We are told to ask. He then goes on to talk about what father on earth, if their child asked for some bread, would give them a rock? Well, none would, or only the most vile and mean, or one with a weird dad sense of humor. But the reality is none. And he says, so how much more so than your heavenly father? And I've heard lots of sermons on this, or a number of sermons. And some people kind of said, oh, that's for the past. That was for when Jesus was there. And they just make lots of, they put a lot of brackets around it. And the reality is, if it wasn't meant to be for today, then Jesus or God would not have had it included in the Bible for us. A.W. Tozer says, if it wasn't meant to be for us, then why would it be there? Pretty good point. So with that confidence, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we come before you seeking you out, seeking out your will. But first, we want to say thank you for who you are, the creator of all, the one who made the earth, who made the stars. And yet, you want to know us. You want to hear from us. You want to hear about our days. You want to hear our concerns. And you want us to come to you. Because that's an act of praise and trust. Knowing that if we come to you and ask, we're doing it because we know you can do it. Because you're the creator of all. So Father, we are so grateful for what you've done. I'm so thankful for who you are and the fact that you love me. There's a song I was listening to, Lord, and said I was made for so much more. And I have faith in you that, and I believe you. When I think about my life, the blessings I've had, the messes I've made, and the incredible opportunities that are to come. So, Lord, I praise you and I thank you for them. And, Father, I just pray for your forgiveness for where I've just, you know, yesterday and even today so far, where I've fallen short. I know I'm a flawed man and I come up short more times than not. But, Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And I just pray for your mercy and your grace to be upon us today, upon me. And I pray, Father, most of all, that I would do your will, that I would love you with my whole being, that I would love my neighbor as myself, and that I'd live a life that's worthy of you, worthy of being called your child, worthy of being a recipient of your grace. I know I'm not worthy of your grace, but may I at least honor what you've done. And Lord, we come before you seeking out your mercy and your grace upon our nation. Our nation is in turmoil. We have taxes going up, inflation running rampant, politicians lying, saying it's not. Lord, we know food is expensive, energy is expensive. Just living is tough for people. They're using their credit cards to buy food. Some don't have credit cards anymore because they couldn't make those payments because the rates are so high. We have people living on the streets. We have people coming in demanding that we pay for them when we can't even pay for ourselves. Father God, it's just a mess. It's chaos. And it's created by men, of course. And Lord, I lift this nation up, and I pray that we could become that light on the hill that we once were, a nation that loved you, but has been taken over by perversion and evil. We read about celebrities being raided and child trafficking and everything else, Lord. Satan is running rampant here. I just pray for your angels. I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to lift this nation up by us getting back on our knees. I pray we'd have a revival, that the nation would have a revival where we focus on you and repenting. I pray, Lord, for this country. I pray for our leaders, those who know you. I just pray that they would be strong. I pray that they would not give in to the greed and whatever else is going on. I just pray, Father, for the men and women to turn back to you and to do your will. I just ask, Lord, that this nation be restored to a time back to, not even to the past, just, Lord, may we love you again. May our hearts and our minds recognize that we became great because of you, not because of us. Because you instilled in us the correct doctrines. But our leaders from the past all said, democracy can't succeed if the nation is no longer a God-fearing nation. So, Lord, I pray we'd become a God-fearing nation once again. And I lift up our families, Father, our children, our nieces, our nephews, our grandchildren, our parents, our spouses. Lord, be with them, I pray. I know there's illness out there, and I just pray you'd heal them. I pray that we would understand the right steps to take in our lives for our health and for our well-being. I pray that not only would our families eat well and be healthy that way, but I pray that spiritually they would be healthy too, Lord. I pray that we would be the leaders that amongst our families. I pray that our families would see and know that we're on our knees praying for them daily. That we seek you out as the first and most critical person in our lives. Holy Spirit, I just pray for your guidance upon them. I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to move in a mighty way within our families, and that our families would grow closer to you, and that you would move them to their knees, to the Father, and to repentance. If they don't know you, Lord, may they know you. If they know you, may they grow closer to you. May we all learn what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to truly understand what it means to die to self, more of you, less of us. Lord God, may we truly understand, may our families understand what it means to have you first, to love you with all of our heart, our soul, and our being. Father, I pray the same for us. I just lift us, our relationship with you up. May we know what it means to love you 100% in a sold-out manner with our whole being. It's the only way we can love our neighbors as ourselves. So, Father, I come before you today. Holy Spirit, I pray for you to guide us, strengthen us, and to take control of our lives, our hearts, and our minds. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.